Hello and welcome to the Service Biz Success Podcast, Episode 5. This is your host, Karen De La Cruz of KDBizSolutions.com. And in today's episode, I am going to talk to you about how you can find a VA or a virtual assistant that is right for your needs. So finding a VA is not as hard as you might think. So I am a virtual assistant myself for the past 8 years, and I would suggest finding an independent VA who either works alone or has a team who works under them. So if you can find someone who speaks your language, so that's really good. So it doesn't really matter where the VA is located. So to find the right VA, here's what you can do. So the first thing you need to do is to list the tasks. So it's important to make a list of all the tasks that you need the VA to do. So the VA you hire will need to know what is involved, and you can't hire someone until you can make a list of all the things you need them to do. So you may discover you need more than one VA if your list comprises a lot of different business areas. Okay, and then the next thing is to write a request for proposal. So using the task list that you have created, write an RFP. So an RFP lists all the things you want the VA to do, as well as the compensation range and other expectations you will have of the VA. So remember not to expect too much in different business areas of your VA, because most VAs specialize in one or two areas. Okay, so as a VA, I receive these job posts. So I noticed like a lot of people would list maybe technical things, technical tasks, admin support, phone handling, taking calls, and then building landing pages. So not a lot of VAs, I would say like myself. I only take care of technical and marketing. I don't really do calls or like admin support. So that's something that you need to think about. You might need one or two VAs. Next thing is virtual assistant job boards. So there are a lot of job boards, and these are great places to pay to post your completed request for proposal. And they have high quality paying members. For example, VANetworking.com. I've been a member of this website for years, and they have high quality paying members who are serious about building their VA business. And so you will likely get some very good bids from proactive VAs if you post your RFP on VA job boards. The next place you can check out is very common, is social media. So you can post your RFP on Facebook groups. Even some people just post on their own profile. So one of the places you can post are, I forgot the name of the group, it's like Virtual Assistant Jobs. You can type those, and then you will see a lot of Facebook groups where you can post. And another place that you can post to is LinkedIn. So you will get applicants as well as recommendations from others about who to hire. And then the last, you can send emails or ask your colleagues and contacts. So tell them what you need done and if they can recommend someone, if they know someone who can do the job. So if you are careful, know what you want, stay proactive with your VA, and you'll end up having a great experience, improve your business, and make more money. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Thank you so much for listening to the Service Biz Success Podcast. This is your host, Karen De La Cruz, and I hope you have a lovely day.